أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome back to Living the Quran through the Living Quran where we have been investigating in this series chapter number 36 Surah Yasin also known as the heart of the Quran and today in our discussion we want to look at verse number 5 and verse number 6 the tone of these verses as we will see is still in deliberation and discussion about the Holy Quran, about the Quran and also the recipient of the Quran, and that is the Prophet Muhammad. May God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family. Without further ado, let us have a listen to the Arabic of these two verses and the English translation, and then we'll come back and have a brief review of the commentary of this verse as authored by Sheikh Mohsen Qaraati in his Tafsir al-Nur, and also some of the points which we can derive and take away to better appreciate these two verses of Surah Yasin. Allah says the following in His beautiful book.
تنزيل العزيز الرحيم لتنذر قوما ما أنذر آباؤهم فهم غافلون.
This Quran is a great revelation sent by the Almighty and the Ever-Merciful God, so that you may warn the people who are ignorant, because their forefathers have not been warned for a long time. One of the first things that we see in the first verse under review for today is that God refers to Himself in the revelation of the Quran as having two qualities, two characteristics, two traits, as Al-Aziz, the All-Powerful, and Ar-Rahim, the Merciful. And this gives us an indication that this book is a book of mercy as well, because it is coming from a merciful God. And also keeping in mind the fact that this Quran was being revealed to people who had not had prophets or messengers for, you know, at least a few hundred years, probably since the time of Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. And so God tells us that even though these people were steeped in their own ways of decadence, of ignorance, sometimes self-imposed ignorance, but because God is merciful, because He's compassionate, He continued the chain of prophethood and sent the prophet to this community and sent with him a book of guidance, a book of inspiration to these individuals. And then in verse 6, God tells the prophet that you are being sent so that you may warn those people whose forefathers had not been warned for many, many years. And maybe they forgot the message. Maybe they forgot their inner understandings and their inner connection to God. And so God tells the prophet that I'm sending you with this book and that you are now going to have to warn those people whose predecessors, whose forefathers, whose members of your society have not had guidance for many, many years. One of the first takeaway messages that we can utilize from this passage is that God is merciful, not only to those whom He loves, who follow Him, but also to those who are against Him, His enemies, His opponents, His adversaries. And this is clear because He's giving revelation, He's giving guidance to people who don't accept Him at this point in the history of revelation of this chapter. And so if God gives guidance to those and helps and loves those He loves, He also gives the same to those who are against Him. Right? It's as if God is extending His mercy and compassion to all of humanity, those who reject, and obviously those who also accept Him and who follow and worship Him. Another point we can derive is that to warn the people of an impending punishment and doom is a tradition of Allah, what we call the Sunnatullah. And He has done this in the past with the previous prophets and with the final prophet. He also brought down the Quran and He told His prophet that you are not only to give good news and the glad tidings, but also to be a warner, to warn those people of the impending doom. Not to scare them into submission, but to let them know of the realities of what awaits them, not only in this world, but obviously more importantly in the world to come. And last but not least, as a final concluding point, we realize that the basis for us when we read this Quran and want to teach and educate others about it is that we need to ensure that the basis of warnings and guidance and teaching is based on the Quran, that this should be our guiding book, our reference point for all things. But that also stems from a level that we have to have of mercy and care and compassion just as God sent the Quran to the Prophet to warn those people steeped in ignorance, that it was through God's mercy that he did that. That so us as people who are reading of the faith and trying to teach and educate others about it, we also have to be merciful and compassionate in our approach to them. And by using the Quran, we will achieve that status of being merciful and compassionate to others, even those who do not see our point of view. We conclude and ask God to give us the ability to continue to read and recite and to reflect, contemplate, and to implement the verses of Surah Yasin in our day-to-day lives. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.